And good Thursday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs, and we want to welcome you to today's Refresh Radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. You've got just a few more days of March, and then we're on into April. Spring is in full swing now, and man, I have thoroughly enjoyed the cooler temperatures, the beautiful weather, the extra daylight at the end of the day. It has been an absolutely wonderful, wonderful week. Earlier this week, I got over 10 hours of sleep in one night. It's like, wow, is this what normal people feel like? Because I'm normally functioning on like 5 hours of sleep. And so it's just been a wonderful, wonderful week. And today we're going to take you into God's Word, prepare you for the weekend. I was talking to one of my men at church earlier this week, and he was reading me a devotional that a coworker of his had written. And in that, this person's not a pastor or anything as far as I know, but that person was talking about how important it is to be connected to a local body of believers. And so this last Sunday, I was preaching a message titled, "How About a Little Fire?" And I really wanted to do it, "How About a Little Fire, Scarecrow?" But I left the Scarecrow part off. And I was using as an illustration this week about the sequoia trees, and that this one documentary that I watched, it said this: the sequoias depend on fire. And so the subtitle of my message this week was "The Church Depends on the Fire of God." And this same brother that I was talking about earlier, he came up to me right before I was preaching because he had seen the graphic that I had up on the screen, and he shared something with me, and he said, do you realize that the sequoias, you'll never find just one of them all by themselves, that they grow in clumps and bunches, and that they're all interconnected beneath the ground. Their root system is all intertwined, and one of the things that gives them their stability and enables them to grow so tall is the fact that they are all interconnected. And that's why he shared with me that devotional that he had seen on Monday. And so as we get started this morning, I want to encourage you, wherever you are, no matter what you've been through, no matter how hurt you've been at church in the past, I want to encourage you, get connected to a local body of believers where the Word of God is preached. And I know that there are a number of people who listen to this program, and I'm very, very, very thankful for that. And you know, if we can become connected, a number of us are connected, that's great. But I'm telling you, folks, there are blessings to be had being connected to a local group of believers. And so with that being said, I'm not going to preach to you the entire message. If you want, you can go on Facebook Live or on the Merit Assembly of God Facebook page, or you can find me, Bob Arthurs, on Facebook, and you can find that video on there. I think it's easier to find it on the church's page than it is on mine. But if you want to check it out, if you want to see what my face looks like compared to my voice, you can look at it there. Here I'm in a chair. I'm right in front of a microphone. My preaching is a little bit more dynamic than what it is here on the radio program. So if you ever do come to a service, don't be surprised if you find me a little more animated, because I think one of the greatest inventions of all time was the cordless telephone, because when I'm talking on the phone, I can be moving about and getting my exercise in and burning off nervous energy and all that sort of stuff. So, I mean, I just like to be a person that moves around. Today we're going to be in the minor prophet book called Amos. Amos is right after Joel, Hosea, Joel, Amos. We're going to be in the second chapter. And we're going to cover a couple of different passages from Amos chapter 2. We're also going to move over to 1 Timothy chapter 4 at one point in time. But let's begin looking at Amos chapter 2, verse number 4. We're going to read verses 4 and 5. It says, "Thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of Judah and for four, I will not turn away its punishment, because they have despised the law of the Lord and have not kept his commandments. Their lies led them astray, lies which their fathers followed. But I will send a fire upon Judah, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem." If you know, the Babylonians came in, and they set Jerusalem ablaze. That is what happened, and God was telling the people of Judah, the covenant people of God, that that was going to happen. He told them hundreds of years before it happened. It was one of the dangers of being led by deception instead of being led by the Spirit of truth, being led by God. It says here that when you and I, listen, in order for us to be led astray by a lie, let me set things in order. In order for us to be led astray by a lie or by deception, we first have to have an insufficient attitude towards the Word of God. Before they were led astray by lies, they despised the law of the Lord. And so I want to encourage all of us today to have an appreciation for the Word of God. There are about 9 billion different translations that are available out there to you. And they come in all different varieties. And so, you know, there are some people who appreciate the King James Version. And, you know, it has an artistic beauty about it. It has stood the test of time. They use words in there that are no longer in the common vernacular of modern society. And so if you're able to understand the King James Version, it's a great resource. Now, there are a lot of people think that that's the only version. They think it's the perfect version. And I will tell you that I haven't found a perfect translation of the Word of God yet. I believe that the Word of God, as it was handed down by God through men and recorded on paper, I believe in the inerrancy of Scripture. I want you to know that. I believe in the inerrancy of Scripture. What I don't believe is in the inerrancy of man when it comes to Scripture. You know, in spite of our best efforts, in spite of my best efforts, many times I have made mistakes when it comes to the Word of God. And so I just don't want you to think, you know, well, it was good enough for the Apostle Paul, it's good enough for me. You know, that's, you know, I hate to break it to you, but Paul wasn't speaking English. King James Version is great. There are others that are out there that have striven. I believe the New American Standard set its goal to be the most accurate Scripture translation that was. There are some that have said, you know what, we want to bring the truth of God's Word into a speech that everybody can understand. And so many times people slam one translation over the other. You many times we just need to know what the goal of that passage was. You know, Matthew had an audience that he was writing to. Mark had an audience he was writing to. Luke had an audience that he was writing to. And even though they're called the Synoptic Gospels, you know, they had different reasons that they were being written, and then John as well. So, you and I, we need to appreciate the God's word, and we need to make sure that we are a student of God's word. And one of the things that I have done here recently is that I've made an extra effort that I want to go and I want to look at what the meaning of some of those words are, that a lot of times we look at them, we think that we know what they mean, but we begin to look at them and say, well, you know what? There's an aspect to the meaning of that word that I didn't fully appreciate before. And so if you and I continue to maintain a passion for God's word, a hunger for God's word, and what it means, then we're going to know what it says. If we are uninformed, if we do not have an accurate perception of what God's word says, then we will believe any lie that comes down from the enemy. Okay? You know, it happened in the Garden of Eden where Satan, in the form of a serpent, came and said, hey, has God said? And Eve quotes, but not accurately, what God says. And then from there, Satan manipulates the conversation. And the next thing you know, sin is running rampant across the earth and bringing devastation. And all of a sudden, Satan has authority that God never intended for him to have. He intended for humanity to have that authority. Thank God Jesus came, offered himself as a perfect sacrifice, and took the keys of death, hell, and the grave away from Satan and restored the authority to believers. Jesus said, all authority on heaven and earth has been given to me. Go you therefore into all nations. We need an appreciation for the word of God. Too many people think that they can ignore God's word, despise God's word, and then still walk in ultimate truth. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. You know, if you have a vacuum of the word of God in your life, the enemy is going to come in and he's going to fill that void with deception and with truth. We see that going on right now, that there are a lot of people who are trying to undermine the foundation of God's word. They want to come in and they want to try and explain it away the same way that the serpent did to Eve. And the next thing you know, we have millions and millions of people who have despised the word of the Lord, who are not walking in obedience to his commandments. I want to say that word again, commandments. And then they end up following the path of deception. Okay? And so you and I, when we look at God's word, we need to realize that when God speaks it, he's an expert on what he is saying. When I first came to Merit Assembly of God, I came under a mandate from the scripture that God had given to me. Several years into pastoring, I wasn't seeing the fulfillment of the word the way that I had understood it. And So I went to God in prayer about it. And I said, you know, hey, God, what's up with this? And he said, you need to go back and you need to look at that word. You've missed something. Now, I can tell you from a lot of experience that when God says to me that I've missed something, I've missed something. It's happened on a number of occasions where I thought, man, I have full revelation in this area. And all of a sudden God says, you missed something, and go back and discover that he wasn't wrong. He was correct. I had missed something. And so we need to constantly be coming to God and saying, God, I want you to reveal things to me from your word. Do you know that as I was in my devotions already in 2019, that God brought my attention to some elements of scripture that I don't remember ever having been highlighted to me before. And so Thank God that we are charged with bringing out of our storehouses treasures that are old as well as treasures that are new. And I think you and I, we need to constantly maintain that hunger for God. The second thing is we need to maintain the proper attitude towards God concerning His Word, and that His Word is a word of authority. We need to remember that obedience is better than sacrifice. It was true in the Old Testament. It's true then. It's true now. And in fact, I've preached a sermon series on that very topic before. And you and I, I believe it was a media mogul who tried to discount the word commandment and make it the 10 suggestions. And, you know, God, when He says commandment, He means commandment. I was doing a sermon series, a teaching series on our midweek service years ago, and I was doing this on the imperatives, the commands that God says, not in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament. And when you start talking about God commanding people in a Western culture where free will tends to rule and to reign, all of a sudden there were people that started getting uncomfortable with the things that God was mandating. Now, you know, I believe that you can come to God and say, God, I need you to help me to understand this. One of the things that we tried to instill into our kids is, look, you know, we need you to obey before you understand. I'm not saying we're not going to explain it to you later, but there may come a time when you don't have time for a debate. You don't have time for a disagreement. You need to understand that when we say something, and we always had the ability to say in a tone of voice that conveyed urgency what it was. That commandment of God that keeps the proper understanding of what God is saying, it keeps us with the proper appreciation of what God is saying. But when we despise that, the way that the people of Judah did, that left them one option, and that was they believed lies that led them astray. Now, I have not yet found one person that likes to be lied to. I just consider that whenever someone is bold enough to just bold-faced lie to me, that I figure that I have got an L up on my forehead, and their attitude is, you are such a loser that you are not going to be able to discern the truth from error. So when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, Satan came and lied to Him and tried to manipulate Scripture, and Jesus, because He's an authority on the Word, was able to disbar or disarm every one of those attacks. I remember when I was very early in ministry that I was told that the number one target of spiritual deception was on college campuses, and their number one target wasn't unbelievers. Their number one target was people who had been raised in church, but they didn't know the Word of God. And as a result, they were able to manipulate them. They were able to brainwash them. They were able to lead them astray. And many times, they were led astray to their own destruction. You know, Pilate, when standing before Him, said, "What is truth?" We live in a day and time right now where people are asking, "What is truth?" And then when truth hits them in the face, they say, "Well, I'm going to need to see some evidence of that." Isn't it amazing that people are looking for evidence to support the truth, and they will believe a lie without a scintilla of evidence. You know, in Jesus' day and time, they were looking for a sign. They were looking for a sign. This person that was opening blind eyes, who was raising the dead, this person who was calming raging storms, this person who was feeding multitudes, who was opening deaf ears and healing lame people, this person who was driving out demons and doing things that nobody else had done in history. And they said, you know what? We're going to need to see some credentials. And in the meantime, there were others who weren't doing any of that sort of stuff. I particularly like the question that Jesus asked when they accuse him of doing his signs and wonders through the power of Beelzebub. He said, well, if I'm doing that, by whose authority are your people driving out demons? And the reality was, they weren't. They weren't. It says, their lies led them astray, lies which their fathers followed. And so there's that generational importance there where you and I need to have personal responsibility for our understanding of the Word of God and truth. And here's the reality. If we do not believe the truth of God's Word, then our children are going to suffer ramifications as a result of that. And I don't know many parents who want their children to pay a negative price for something that they've done. Let me take you to 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 1. And it says this, now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. And we could go on more. There's more that's to be said there. But for our topic we're discussing today, verses 1 and 2 will suffice. It says, now the Spirit expressly says. By the way, after talking about translations, I'm reading from the New King James Version. The reason that I did that, I used to preach from the New International Version because I wanted sinners to be able to understand what I was talking about. And then they kept changing the New International Version so much that I was sitting there looking at the translation, and yet when my daughter was trying to help me with PowerPoint presentations and things like that, it says, Dad, that's not what that verse says, and it is. And I said, it is. It's right here in black and white. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to go to the New King James Version. It has a connection with the King James Version, and it's easy to understand, and they're not changing it every 6 months to try and make it more unstable, if you will. So that's the version that I'm going to use. It says, now the Spirit expressly says. So this is not something that is just an off-the-cuff comment. This is something that the Spirit of God is urging Paul to write to Timothy in this pastoral epistle. He says, in the latter times, some are going to depart from the faith. The Spirit of God says that there is going to be an apostasy. That means a falling away, that they are going to depart from the faith. And the reason that falling away from the faith will happen is because they are going to be giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. That means that they're going to have their ear closed to the truth of God's word, and they're going to be sitting with captive audience, listening to the lies of demonic beings, the doctrines of demons, the things that hell would want to teach, and they're going to be sitting there and they're going to be soaking all of that stuff. Let me say this, pay attention to what you listen to. Oh, I just listen for the music. That's not true. Because take it from a guy who's now in his 50s, you can hear something that you haven't heard in decades, and the words will come back just as soon as you start hearing the melody. There was a Catholic cardinal that said, if you will give me a child up until the time he's 5 years old, he'll be Catholic his entire life. And it's very important for children to be exposed to the truth of God's word. I want them to be exposed to the truth of God's word. There's a lot of things that are taught in the Catholic Church I don't agree with. I want to expose them to the truth of God's word. Parents, don't send your kids to church. Parents, take your kids to church. It says, and what will happen is when they begin to heed deceiving spirits and doctrines of devils, that they will speak lies in hypocrisy. Okay? A number of people will lie to you knowing that they're lying to you. You say, well, I want to make sure that I feel what I'm saying. Well, let me tell you something. That's not the way many people operate. They will tell you what you want to hear, whether or not they believe it or not. Here is why you can speak lies and hypocrisy, because your own conscience has been seared with a hot iron. Folks, we need to have a spirit within inside of us that is sensitive to the direction of God, that hears what God has to say, understands the authority behind that statement, and is able to deal with false doctrines, able to deal with lies that are brought about by the forces of hell, and say, you know what? I'm not letting that into my life. I'm not going to let it destroy me nor my descendants. I'm going to cling to the word of God. Let's let God lead us in truth, not be led away by deceiving spirits. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Are you gone?